Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, thy son liveth." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth." Wow. What a powerful display of God providing. I want you to see here, the Lord has provided for Elijah in the wilderness. He provided for Elijah with the widow. And now the widow has seen this blessing, and now her son dies. See, now when God has blessed us and tragedy come, we say, "Oh, God is not with us anymore." I'm here to tell you that God is providing for you even in the midst of some dire situations. And we see here her son dies, but Elijah goes before the Lord. And I think the number is interesting, three. Three times, and he cries unto the Lord three times. And the Lord hears Elijah's voice. When something's happening to us, who are we crying to? We're calling everybody on the phone, texting everybody, but we're not crying to the Lord. Elijah goes into the Lord and cries. And the Lord, look at the Lord's response. The Lord hears his voice. And the child's soul enters back. And now the widow finally believes that God, man, is who he said, and that he speaks the truth. I'm going to ask you the question. What does it take for you to believe that God is who he said he is? That God has provided his son for the penalty of our sins. And the only thing we have to do is receive him. What will it take? We see here Elijah knows that God can do whatever he wants. He's already provided for him in the wilderness. He provided for him at the widow's house. And now he is providing when the son has fell sick and died. And God brings him back to life. I'm telling you that God will provide no matter what you're going through. You know, so many times I like the Lord using a widow to provide for Elijah. Like I said, she was the poorest of the poor. Whenever we think that we have nothing to offer to the Lord, we're in trouble. Because God is a king. He owns everything. And if we're a child, he will provide for us, and get this, through us, so that we can help others. This widow told him that he didn't have enough for him and her children. But when she was obedient to God, he was able to provide not only for her house, but also for another. God wants us to know that we are important to him. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 puts it this way. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. It says, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" Are we not better than birds? God says, "I have provided for them, and he will provide for us." But what we have to do is be content. You know, Elijah could have said, "Hey, the birds bring him some bread and some flesh." He could have said, "Hey, I..."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.